Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, CIAP sisters!
It's your virtual sisters, Bianca, aka BB.
Shade or Shade, whichever one floats your boat.
And your girl, Jenny from the pod. And welcome to another episode of She's in the Pod,
the safe space for millennial women,
where we meet bi-weekly to talk life, growth, and sisterhood.
Hello! Hey, ladies! Welcome to another episode
of She's
in a Pod. It's been two whole weeks.
What, two whole weeks since a new one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. True. And, you know, I can tell that you guys are missing us. By the way, thanks for the love on the last episode.
Yes.
Let's talk about the episode for a bit, actually.
We got quite a few mixed comments, I think. But a lot of people were saying that they wanted a part two.
Yeah.
And they said that they would love it if there were guys on there as well to share their own perspective.
Yes. So, guys, if you can think of any decent men that will have a balanced view, a sensible view to add to that conversation, let us know, because a few come to mind, but it would be good to see what our listeners want.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, like, I was quite surprised at how
much. But do you know what? Because I think it was quite triggering as well.
Yeah.
Even when we were recording, I remember when Bianca first said it, I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
But actually, each to their own, there is some truth to it. But.
And I think it's one of those topics that people are afraid to talk about.
Yeah.
So it's just so important to shed light on things like that, because at the end of the day, we're here for transparency. We're here to have real life conversations and learn from each other.
Exactly.
But yeah, I actually do want some guys on it to just tell us, are all women special, you know?
Yeah.
What's their perspective?
And also we need some decent guys as well, like
not immature.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? We need a certain type of...
Some of the comments.
Exactly. No, we need men that will have a balanced and a sensible view and well-rounded. So, yeah, recommends.
Yeah.
So, guys, if you did not leave us a rating on that episode, please do. I noticed a new feature on Spotify this week, actually.
What?
You can now follow podcasts, because before you weren't able to. So, you would just have, like, you know the podcast that you listen to, but you wouldn't be able to like follow them or rate them.
Oh.
You could follow, you couldn't rate.
Right, yeah, that I was going to say, because I do follow.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. I meant you couldn't rate, but now you can. Mm. Oh, we already have 14 ratings.
What?
On Spotify. And they just brought out the feature.
Nice.
So yes, guys, please rate us. So now, even if you don't listen on Apple podcasts, you can rate us 5 stars on Spotify. Jen, have you rated us? I know you haven't.
Why are you putting me on the spot?
I know you haven't. Do it now.
Oh my God.
Do it now.
I will.
But yeah,
will.
Rate us, guys. Thank you. And we love all the support.
Cool.
Let's get into the episode.
So, Oh My Pod. My pod for this week, and I'm sure a lot of people, because I've been seeing it all over Twitter as well, is there's this new show on Netflix called The Tinder Swindler.
Okay, wait, pause. I have not finished watching it, so to ruin it. No.
I'm not going to spoil it for you. I haven't finished it either.
Okay, I'm literally like 20 minutes in, but I have a long way to go.
I haven't finished it because I just get really pissed off.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? So for those who don't know, I think Tinder Swindler is a documentary about this guy who basically bamboozled women, took their money, had some sort of like business model, I suppose, because even though he was taking like people,
Is this a ruiner? Is this a spoiler, Jen? Because I will never forgive you.
But hold on. First,
I'm 20 minutes in.
Just 20
yeah.
minutes?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Exactly.
Then I might as well not say anything. 20 minutes.
20 minutes. So maybe we just talk about it in a general, at a general level. No details.
Okay, right. But you get the gist of it, right?
Yeah, like, I get the gist. But I didn't know there was no business model. So please. Okay, what I understand from it, because Jen is actually going to spoil it for me and I'm going to cry, is that there were two women and they're basically showcasing their stories about how they met a guy on Tinder who is, he lied that his family owned a company called LDD Diamonds and that they are like super rich and had all these followers on Instagram, but he was a liar. So he, from what I've seen so far, he's made the women like take out loads of money for them, loans and stuff. Uh-huh. But that's all I know so far. So I haven't really seen it unravel.
So the reason why I say it's some sort of business model is because he never has any money of his own. All the money that he's using is from the women. So he would have like, he might be talking to one woman and ask the woman for money and everything, or my bank accounts have closed and all that kind of stuff. Can you please borrow me some money? That money that he's borrowed, he's using on the next woman.
Shut up. So because, you know...
Like it's like a domino effect.
Yeah, because I wondered. Okay, so on the first date for the first woman he found, he started talking to, took on a private jet to this, that. So I thought, oh, so surely he has money, but he's just...
That money that he's using to take on a private jet is from the other previous woman that he bamboozled. So it's like a knockoff effect.
How do people still get away with this stuff in 2022?
Do you know what? They're experts. I think it's actually a job in itself. Like, they study people, they know how to target certain women, they know how to like lure them in psychologically and everything. So yeah, it's so mad. But the reason why I was pissed off is because, and I'm not saying this, obviously the onus is on him as well, but some of these women, I mean, imagine like someone's taking you on a date and the suggestion is that they will take you to a different country.
Yeah,
on a private jet.
Her friends like, said as well. Her friends were just like, this does not sound safe, and she still went.
Yeah.
I just don't know how you can be that naive. Like, I mean, that does not sound right.
And to me, that doesn't sound like, oh my gosh, wow, private jet.
Like, yeah,
I'll
no.
be thinking,
like, huh?
This
yeah.
is a bit much for a
But she
date.
Saw his family, so she assumed that, oh, okay, he's got money, LDD Diamond, it's normal for this, is just his lifestyle. Scary.
Red flags.
Ah, so scary.
No. But yeah,
people like that will not know peace. Simples.
I think I saw something where somebody posted on Twitter, I think, and he's talking about the documentary, saying that once this is settled, you guys will hear my story, that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. And then someone, I saw that, but obviously I hadn't started watching it this. I didn't get what that was, but obviously now I get it. That's the guy, right?
That's the guy.
There's no side of his, like, there's nothing he can say.
Yeah.
I'm only 20 minutes in, but I need to finish it.
Like,
careful.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Careful.
How he's.
Okay, guys, I'm actually going to kill Jen.
Wow. I can't even say anything. The reason why I say he's so careful is because I feel like the reason why he's gotten away with this for so long and that the police can't do much is because he's, even though he's making these ladies
take out loans,
it's not in his name.
Yeah.
So he can just say, I was borrowing.
Untraceable. Untraceable. And even though they have texts, they have WhatsApp messages, they actually can't prove that. Obviously they can prove in writing, but he could just lie because nothing's actually in his name.
Hmm.
And like,
and also, is it a crime to borrow money?
That's exactly.
There's no
technically,
contract,
there's
anything.
No. Yeah, technically, it's the woman's fault because they agreed, and he didn't. According to the messages, he'll say, "Well, I didn't force them; they wanted to," which they actually did.
Yeah.
Until it got suspicious, I guess. But yeah. That's
but
crazy.
Yeah, I'll leave it there. Like, if you guys haven't finished it, I mean, I haven't finished it.
I haven't finished it. But if you have, let us know. By the time this episode
is mad. So
oh, no. I need to finish it tonight. If by the time this is out, we would have all finished it, hopefully.
Yeah.
And we can have a discussion because, wow, I just, some people are so evil.
And there's so many of
those crooks. Yeah, exactly. I don't even want to mention who I want to mention, but there's already someone that comes to mind that...
Who?
I don't want to give him airtime. PT. Yes. because apparently, I don't even want to give him airtime on this, but
oh my god,
apparently it's very simple. Like, you won't find anything in his name.
If you guys, I mean, just from PT, if you don't know, you don't.
Literally, if you know, you know. We're not gonna expand. Going to that, no. But yeah, apparently nothing's in his name. So there are people like that. And it's a very real thing. So please be careful out here, guys. Do not get finessed by these
and even
lying
like taking out these loans for people. Like,
oh my.
I don't know. Use some sort of like discernment. I know like they say love is blind, but
No, is love foolish though?
Right. So
how on God's earth, right? Will you ever think it's okay to take out a loan for anyone?
Especially big amounts of money.
Exactly.
You know?
She took out, the first woman or second woman took out a total of $250,000. Make it make sense.
No.
Don't be taking out, guys, seriously, listen, this is a life lesson. Don't be taking out no loans for no men.
No.
Don't be putting your credit in anyone's name, because I've also heard that that some guys will say, oh, my credit is messed up, do you mind if I put my car insurance in your name? Or
isn't
my car finance
else that he can ask,
thank
why
you don't allow us, because I've seen people that have gotten ruined, their credits have been finished because they allowed someone else to put their credit in their name,
and once you do that, there's no,
it's finished
back.
There's
your responsibility.
Do you know how long it takes to build credit up again, especially in this country where you need credit for everything, to get a phone contract, to buy a house, for most to buy a car, for most purchases you need that. So please discernment, always ask a second party. If something doesn't seem right, it's not.
Yeah, trust your gut instinct.
Yep.
Cool. Yep. So that was the oh my pod. So yes, onto today's topic, we are talking about quitting. Right. And so I brought up this topic because, again, this is something I think maybe majority of you guys might have seen. But there was an Instagram post that this lady, Azraya, say this lady, we had her on the podcast
we
as well.
We did. If you haven't listened to that episode, please do.
Yeah, this
she
was like
freed
season,
the realness.
I can't even remember.
Season 3, and it was during lockdown.
Yeah, so one of our lockdown episodes.
Yeah, lockdown chronicles.
So she posted a really long post about quitting and failing, and basically in short saying that there's no shame in failing, and that it's inevitable, and basically saying that it doesn't mean that, you know, you're lazy if you quit something. It might just mean like you're pursuing other passion interests, and or maybe what you once loved before doesn't serve its purpose at the moment anymore. So that got me thinking about, like, because for me, I'm definitely the sort of person that once I start something, I feel like I have to finish it and continue. I have to, you know, just keep going no matter how hard it gets, or even if I might lose interest type of thing. But actually, like, sometimes, whether that's in work, in, I don't know, relationships, like whatever it is, like sometimes now that I've learned, like as I'm getting older, it's actually okay to quit. Like, there's such a negative connotation with quitting, when actually it kind of just shows that you are, you know, you've evaluated your situation and you're kind of in a different mind frame, I suppose.
Oh, it's an interesting one. Yeah, it's interesting, because when you said that, the first thing that came to mind is, okay, but where do we draw the line? Because at the same time, we also say never give up, never quit. I know I say that. I'm an advocate for, you know, never give up, stay consistent. Because you just, you never know where it will take you.
Yeah.
You never know how great you'll become if you just stay consistent.
Yeah.
You know, even with our podcast, look at how we're growing now. People know about us. We take long breaks, and yet people are still interested. That just shows that's the reward of our consistency over the past 4 years. Oh my gosh, 4 years. Wow.
Yeah, 4 years, you know.
But so that's the thing. Where do we draw the line then? Because
I think you draw the line where you realize within yourself if something doesn't serve its purpose anymore. It doesn't align with what you are passionate about, what keeps you going. And
I guess
it also ties in with just changing your mind. Sometimes it's as simple as that. You just change your mind about certain things. Someone might have always wanted to become a teacher, for example, from when they were young. And now that they're in it, they've done it for a couple of years, they're like, actually, I don't like it anymore. I liked it back then. There's nothing wrong with it, but I actually want to try something else. Or, you know, if there's a job that you've, and it's happened to me before where I've gotten a job that I thought I liked, I worked hard for, and I'm in the job now and it's not what I thought it would be. And, you know, and like you said, okay. I'm trying not to give up. I'm going. But actually, it's just the more that I'm staying in this job, it's making like my life hell. Like I'm just not interested or anything like that. So I think quitting, it shouldn't always be seen as a bad thing. It just should be seen as like pivoting, you know?
And you know, there's seasons in life. There are seasons. For example, I can think of, you know, most people that know me would know that I used to run Inspire London. Mm-hmm. Now that was something. And funny enough, I'm still passionate about the development of, you know, young adults, young millennials, that I still enjoy that. I still find that interesting and I think it's an extension of who I am. However, I felt like the season for Inspire London came to an end.
Mm-hmm.
Several reasons, but I can't pinpoint on one reason. But it just felt for me like, okay, I don't just want to keep doing something for the sake of doing it.
Yeah.
Because that's also a drag and you won't put your all into it. You have to be passionate and excited about it. Now, that does not mean you're always going to be excited about what you're doing and there won't be hard times, because there will. Mm-hmm. For example, if she's in the pod, and I keep saying the example so that you guys know how real it gets. Like, we've had many times where we feel like there's just a lull and we're not growing. Are we still passionate and excited about She's in the Pod? Yes. Are we feeling maybe burnt out and drained and discouraged? Yes. But we just, you know, keep going. So I'm not saying that you're always going to be excited, because you won't. But with Inspire London, for me, it felt like that season came to an end. Like, we impacted the people we did. And, you know, maybe if I had thought harder about it, I may have pivoted into something else.
Okay.
Into, do you know what I mean?
So you
into
think you making might have, it, like, done something.
Yeah, maybe I would have turned it into products, then, or I would have, do you know what I mean?
Is because that you now trying to almost, like, you're trying to hold on to it, even though you might not feel like you,
I don't know,
are as passionate.
Yeah, I don't,
you
know,
because that's another thing as well. Like,
yeah,
you know, you, it's almost that fear of quitting. It's like, okay, I'm not gonna think about quitting or, you know, ending this particular thing, but I'm gonna try and extend it into something else that I might, you know, enjoy and find passion. I might find interesting again. So, but then when it came to the point of you, I guess, stopping it completely, like, how did you, what was the lead up to that? Like, just completely saying, oh, that's it, I'm not.
Ooh, good question.
Because because I remember, because I was following Inspire London as well, there wasn't, at the moment, I don't think there's any, you can't find it anymore.
No, I think I did, I think I, did I deactivate the page? I can't remember what I did, you know, that's so bad. But I think, so one of the last like projects we were working on was a mentoring program.
Mm-hmm.
And I just remember that people weren't cooperating, and I would get these really, really good mentors to, you know, voluntarily join the program. Mm-hmm. And then the mentees would be wasting their time. I would do like calls with mentors and mentees and stuff, and then the mentees just wouldn't follow up. You know, when something is free, people usually will take the mic. Mm. That's what I've realized. When you add money to something, people are usually a bit more, they respect it a bit more, because they know that, okay, my money's attached to this. But yeah, for me, it was just like, so that kind of discouraged me. I was just like, oh my gosh, I can't deal. And then I just lost inspiration for what to post, how to engage people.
That's hard.
It's like, knowing what to post is extremely hard. And I was doing it on my own. So I didn't even really have like, I didn't have anyone that I was working with really. So I was like doing it on my own. So, you know, and I got busier. Like,
yeah.
Because
it's easier.
It just fizzled out.
Is it easier? I said, it's less harder if you're part of a team, because you've got people who can hold you accountable. If you're not feeling motivated one day, like, another person might be, and vice versa. So I definitely get, like, having a project or a business and basically the onus is on you to keep it going, to keep motivated, to drive that thing through. But yeah, just like back to the quitting, like what I really liked about this post that she created was that so many people related to it. Mm. And
do you want to read out a bit for those that haven't seen it?
Let me see. It's quite a long one actually. So yeah. I'm not going to read everything.
Yeah, maybe just
So she said, while there is no shame in failing, it's an inevitability of life.
Of life.
We need to stop conflating it with quitting. We fail despite our efforts and best attempts. Failures are due to a lack of capacity or a level of inadequacy. Quitting, however, is an active decision, a conscious choice. I am an advocate for quitting. I promote the spirit of quitting. I stand with the quitters because if I don't want to, I won't.
Mm.
So that's just a part of it. And she also said, like, people ask me what's happening with music. I say nothing. Mm. And then he asks, how come? And then I answer, I just don't want to do it anymore. So I think there's also that, like, aftermath of quitting and that fear of, like, okay, now people are going to start asking me about it.
Yeah, which they will.
I was once so passionate about this particular thing and now I'm not.
And you know, when you're doing something, it becomes your brand, it becomes you. Mm. So people would hear Sade Inspire London, you know, Azariah music. So naturally it becomes a part of you. Sorry. Mm. But what I would say is that I do feel like every quit, that there's a reason for every quit. No, quit. Well, Quitter, yeah. there's a reason why people quit, right? So I don't think it's the case that I just don't want to do it anymore. There's usually something that has led to that.
Mm-hmm.
It's very rare that you will just wake up and decide, I don't want to do this anymore.
Mm.
There is usually a reason attached to it.
And I think it's also respecting the fact that when somebody ends a particular thing that they're doing, it's respecting the fact that they have thought about it. Whether it's just for a couple of days, a couple of months, it doesn't matter. And it's actually supporting them with that decision. Because I think sometimes it's like, I don't know if people are doing it maliciously, but sometimes I know people can be like trying to remind you of, you know, oh, you were once really passionate about it. Like, what's happening? You should try and get back into it. But not actually listening to the reasons why you decided to end, or not even end it, or, you know, maybe take a break from it. So
it's an interesting one, and you know, like I keep saying, we've just got to have a balance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't just want to. There are some things where you need to really look inward. You need to pray about it. If that's what you do, you need to really ask people around you for their opinion before you just let some things go.
Mm-hmm.
Because if everyone quit, then nothing would be.
Yes, so I think that's,
you know,
thing.
There would be nothing left. So we just have to find a balance.
That's right. Yeah, finding the balance.
Should we move on to the She's All That before we talk about this whole rebranding and
all of that? Yes, haven't you?
I do. So we love to shout out young ladies, old ladies, women who are just amazing in whatever aspect they do. So that's the entirety of our podcast. That's who we are. That's what we're about. And today I'm actually going to shout out my sister, Mary Grace.
Oh, so, I was thinking about her the other day. I'll let you go, but yeah.
My sister, Mary Grace, she is amazing. She's my younger sister. She's, how old is she? 19. She's 19, studying law in uni. She's an aspiring lawyer. She's a TikTok education creator.
A famous one.
I
keep seeing her pop up on my feed.
Listen, every time I go on her account, her followers have gone up by like 10,000. I'm just like, Mary Grace.
She's been amazing.
Like, she's just really, and, you know, she even inspires me as an older sister because she's very, very determined. She keeps going. She's so creative. She's got an amazing, amazing people relationship. Character about her. She's very good at people, relationships with people, and developing good relationships. She's secured partnerships with brands, you know, big brands as well. So,
and doing all of that while studying.
While studying. That's the other thing. So she's very determined. Like, even when she comes home for the holidays, she has a timetable for everything. Like, she's like, okay, I'm doing this then, now then. And she still goes out. She still, socializes. Yeah, she sections her days and she gets stuff done. I always ask her, like, MG, how are you able to think of what to do on your TikTok? Like, how do you get inspiration? How don't you, lose inspiration for what to post? And she just says, what did she even say? I think she just plans it. She just plans
and
it.
And I think it's maybe also about like having a passion for something. Yes. If you're really interested in a particular area, it's a lot easier to come up with that kind of content.
Yes.
So, exactly. like I said, she keeps popping up on my feed. And it's really nice to see like the community that she's built. I think she's done like events or like
get-togethers. So she did so she went to like a content creators event last summer, I think, or something. And like people asking for her autograph. And I was just like, oh my God, this is so weird. And it's kind of cringe, but weird.
Not cringe, sorry. Imagine you got a famous little sister.
I'm just like, oh my gosh, how did this happen? But she's really determined. So going to give her a shout out. If you are on TikTok, follow her at Mary Grace Olu. She's doing amazing. I'm even on her page now. I always just stalk it. And I'll be commenting, pretending like I'm a uni student. I know it's so cringe.
So if we have, I'm sure we have like students, people who are interested in like just elevating their life.
Yeah.
In terms of like education and things like that, definitely check her out because she gives some really good tips.
Yeah. Yes, like that. Exactly. So, yes.
Nice.
Right. So, rebranding.
Ooh, yes.
So, it was going around on Twitter. Do you want to talk about this, actually? I don't know if you saw it from, like, the onset, because I don't really know.
Yeah. So, so much has happened. So, this was just a couple of days ago. There's this girl called Alyssa Ashley. Ashley? Now that I'm looking at the spelling, maybe I've been saying it wrong. Ashley. She's a content creator. I thought I first came across her on YouTube. But then I realized like afterwards, quite late, that she's a twin. So I don't know if I was watching her or if I was watching her sister.
Because they both
did like makeup. So most recently, she's an American content creator. So most recently, gradually she's been changing up her content and like, going into like photography and just posting like other stuff other than makeup related stuff. So a couple of days ago, she posted a series of tweets basically saying that she understands that to some it might look like a rebrand,
jump in there. Before she did that, someone had indirected. So someone has said, and I'm just like, it's none of your business though. Someone had said, not a makeup artist trying to rebrand into fitness, something like that.
Oh, is that where it came from?
Yeah, that's where it came from. Oh. So someone basically indirected her saying that, but you're a makeup person. You know, and now you're doing fitness, like just like, you know, indirect, you know how people can be. And then that's what made her.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense then. So I guess maybe people were trying to figure out like what she's doing. And some people took it as completely pivoting, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
She tweeted saying that, basically saying that it's okay to change your path, and that she fell in love with something else, and that she wants to inspire anyone who wants to pursue different types of passions. And I guess what I got from that is that she didn't want to be put into a box. Because like I said, a lot of people, including myself, knew her for her makeup, like the beauty lifestyle kind of content, and not necessarily for fitness. And I mean, even now, if you look at her page, like, it's incredible. Like, her transformation, it's very inspiring to me. It might be different, but it's still inspiring. You had, like, some people on Twitter kind of, talking bad about, like, her decisions and just really, I don't know, taking what she said out of context as well. Like, she's not saying that she's completely quit it. She's just saying that she's found another passion. And I do remember, like, even in terms of photography, she, like, some of the pictures that she would take was, like, you know when Fenty you know, some of the Fenty Beauty photo shoots.
Yeah.
Like she would copy some of them and they actually look really good.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, like, I mean, I guess my question is, and to myself too, have you ever felt like you needed to rebrand? And did you ever feel like, did you ever think, oh, what would other people say about your rebrand? Whether that's like personally, physically and all that kind of stuff.
It's such an interesting one because, yeah, I feel like I always feel like that. I don't think I've had like any drastic rebrand per se because I've always been me. But I know that, you know, nowadays I am just a lot more, I'm getting a lot more closer to God. So I am now more vocal about that. And I used to be quite nervous about that because you know how people are, oh, who she thinks she is. All of a sudden she wants to be doing up God. Da, 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 da. So I used to be a bit self-conscious, you know.
Yeah.
So sometimes I do kind of wonder like, what will people, when I tweet certain things or when I do certain scriptures or whatever, will people think, oh, she's holier than thou or whatever. So it's an interesting one.
And is that conscious. Based on like maybe how you feel people perceived you before you were doing that? Like maybe. I don't know,
I've never really been. Yeah, I mean, in uni I was a mess, but after uni, I've always kind of been me. I haven't like ever been like bad type thing, but I think it's just a mental thing where you know you've grown and changed. You just kind of wonder what will people, you know, say and think.
Yeah,
it's always at the back of our minds, like, and it's just like, why do we care what people think? Why?
That's interesting.
What about you?
For me,
talk about the rebrand with We Are Sasa. How did you feel about that?
Oh, We Are Sasa. Yeah. Oh, that. I guess it kind of goes to the point that we're talking about before in terms of quitting. I'll be very honest. Like with Sasa, She Aspires, which is what it was known for before, you know, was going quite well beforehand. And then obviously, as you get older, you work and that kind of stuff. And being like the only person, sure, we had some freelance people work with us, but essentially, it's still just me. Mm. I felt like I wanted to niche down and I was still holding on to it because it initially started as a project, like it was my baby. So
yes,
I still don't feel like I want to let it go. However, even now, I'll be honest, now I feel, just with everything, but let's say we're just talking about Sasa as well, like it might come to a point where I might let it go if it doesn't align with some of the goals that I have in the future, or just where my life takes me, or it might turn into something else. I'm not really sure about that, but it's also about allowing yourself to change and grow.
Absolutely.
So even in
we change, we're human,
right? It happens. And even in terms of like rebranding, I think maybe I'd never called it that, but I definitely changed from when I was before. I was very shy. I was very quiet.
And now look at you speaking. Every time I go on Jen's page, and we always tell her off because she never tells us, she has speaking gigs. She does TikTok. She does reels. Like she's an actual, she has a very strong personal brand. And you do public speaking too, girl.
But see, that's the thing. Like I was really hesitant to tell people. And maybe that's why subconsciously I'm like, I don't say anything because I'm like, oh, I'd rather people just see it first, because I guess I still hold on to the fact, onto the person that I was before.
Right.
Like a couple of years before. Like I said, quite shy, reserved, all that kind of stuff. But it's hard because I think, even as you grow older, even though you're growing into yourself and you have that confidence, you know who you are, you're still almost bound by what other people, whether that's your friends, your family, might say about certain things that you do. But I think my quote unquote rebrand has been quite gradual. And it's, I guess I do it in like little pockets of like, whether it's projects that I do, even with the podcast, the people that I meet and just having new experiences. Yeah,
it's amazing. It's part of growth. We all change.
Yeah.
It would be crazy if we didn't change because our experiences change us. You know, life changes us. You get new jobs, you start thinking differently. You're a lot more senior now. Maybe you have less time than when you did 5 years ago when you were junior, still training. That's just life. It happens, but the most important thing is that we flow and we we go with the flow and we move, not go with the flow, that sounds very passive, but like we move and we continually grow in, grow as life grows us, yeah. basically.
And also, I mean? Like, just going on back to Alyssa Ashley's situation.
Yeah.
I think people need to give others more grace to change their minds, to find new passion projects.
Yeah.
Like, I really don't understand.
Is she paying your bills?
Exactly.
I just want to know, is she actually paying your bills? Because why are people so... People, do you know what it is? I think people that are influencers or whatever, they... A lot of people think that, oh, because they follow them and they follow their story, that they have an entitlement or a stake in their life. You don't.
No, and I don't... They don't actually owe you an explanation. So yeah, she didn't even have to explain herself.
Really,
she just
don't.
Did it, I guess, just for the sake of doing it. Or maybe she felt obliged to. But really and truly, if somebody wants to switch up their content or choose a different role or do something different, let them do that. I think there definitely needs to be a balance between like questioning somebody, but then also accepting that this is the decision that they've made.
Yeah.
Like I know it might not be a great example, but like I might want to, maybe last week I said I was going to shave my hair, do a pixie cut. And then the following week I'm like, oh no, I changed my mind. What, are you still going to hold me onto what I said the week before?
Yeah.
No, I've changed my mind and that's
absolutely.
Fine. You know?
Absolutely.
So, yeah. And also, like, finding your purpose is quite difficult. It's not linear.
It's extremely
difficult. It's not linear
difficult.
At all.
It's not one of those things where you're going to wake up and just know it. If I'm actually being honest, I feel like I'm still discovering my purpose. I feel like I know the things I love and I know the things I'm good at. But like, I know I'm really good at being empathetic towards people. I know I'm really good with people. I'm always kind of told that. But then what is my... So now that I know that, what is my actual purpose? Is it, you know, to encourage young ladies? I absolutely enjoy that. And I'm passionate about that, which is one of the reasons why I wanted to join She's in a Pod. But what's my actual purpose with that? I don't know.
But do you know how you find that out?
Yeah, how?
By trying new things.
Yes.
And that is what Alyssa's doing. That's what some other people are doing.
Yeah.
Is by trying new things.
Yeah.
And we should be allowed to do that without any judgment. So, yeah. I think for me, even setting my goals for this year. Setting my goals for this year, I definitely found it harder, you know? I'm like...
I haven't set mine.
Like, what do I actually want to do?
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, I'll say I'm still setting my goals now, but we're like 2 months into the year. I'm
and that's
still
okay.
My goals.
That's
I'm still
okay.
Trying to
there's
figure
no
it out.
Rush. There's no rush. We all, because for some people, their new year doesn't start until February. It's all mental. All because we wake up and it's now January the 1st, 2022 does not now mean that, oh, a genie has come and life has
new
just changed.
Me,
a new
all
me.
That kind of
nah,
stuff.
Nah, 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 nah. No. And as you grow, you realize that all of that new year, new me stuff is all a facade.
I mean, it's inspiring for some, but yeah, definitely don't be bound to that idea of completely changing for the new
year. To you guys that are listening, if you feel like you have solely found your purpose and you found the things that you love and you don't love, let us know how you did that. Because someone else, you know, send us a DM, put it on your Insta story, tag us, you know, let our community know, because a lot of us are probably in that stage where we just want to know, what am I actually called to do? And I love what Jen said about trying new things, because that really is a way to discover what we love. So advice for people that are thinking of quitting, people that want to explore other options, they're just over it. What would you say?
I would say, if you feel like something doesn't no longer serve a purpose in your life, definitely, yes, consider, you know, going into something else. Consider that. I guess it also depends on the type of person you are. Are you the type of person that kind of can just quit without having something lined up for you, whether that's job-wise or that kind of stuff? Then by all means, do that. if you're, I guess, like me, where it's a bit harder to quit something without knowing when, you know, where your next step will be, then make that gradual process. Try out different things, explore different interests, ask questions, do research as well. That's really important.
Yeah.
And yeah, if it gets to a point where you want to quit something, don't feel ashamed to quit. Don't feel like you need to answer to anyone as well. If somebody asks you, oh, what happened to this? Just say, I didn't want to do it anymore. And that's it. You don't need to think of a long explanation and all that kind of stuff of why you've quit something, because only you will really know why you didn't. And as much as you might try and explain it to someone else, they will never truly understand. So,
yeah. Love that. Absolutely love that.
What about you?
It's very similar, really, because like we said, I usually do say never give up, keep going. Consistency breeds results. And that's all true.
Yeah, that still stands.
It still stands. It's all about finding that balance. And the way to find that balance is to really look inward. Think about what Jen said. Is this still serving me? Is this something that maybe was for a season and I feel fulfilled and I feel satisfied and content with the people that we've blessed, the people that we've served?
That's
is
a
this,
good one.
You know what I mean? Have we basically met our goals as a project, as a business, as a passion project, whatever? And just know when it's time to stop.
Stop.
There's no shame in stopping something, in pausing something, in rebranding. There's no shame in it. It's natural for you to be associated with your passion projects or your business because, you know, it was your business at the end of the day. So people naturally ask you, but don't feel like exactly what Jen said, don't feel like you owe anyone an explanation or whatever. But yeah, I would say, you know, seek advice from your friends. Speak to people about it. Maybe if you're unsure, speak to us.
Yeah.
You know, DM us. We've given you examples of you know, our situations. And there's just no shame in it. There's no shame in it. We grow. Life changes us. And we are allowed to grow with that. We are allowed to develop new passions.
Yeah.
We really, really are allowed to do that.
Yeah. And I love how more and more people are showcasing that.
Yes.
And speaking out about quitting, failing.
Yeah.
Even failing.
Because we all like to pretend like everything is going well and everything is hunky-dory and perfect. Mm-hmm. A lot of people have failed before they have blossomed. So yeah, always have that in perspective and take that into perspective.
Nice.
Cool. Oh, I loved this. Right?
That's it,
guys. You already know what I'm going to say.
Take it away.
Leave us a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts and now Spotify. That's how we reach others. We're really, really keen to grow and scale this year. And we can only do that with your help. Thank you to our loyal listeners.
Thank you. We love you.
We see all the comments. We see all the recommendations. We see all the shares. And we do not take it for granted. So thank you so much. God bless
all
you.
Right,
ooh, have a lovely week.
See you in another episode.
Bye.
Bye.